Alleluia, Christ is risen. The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia. At the General Theological Seminary in New York, where I received my Master of Divinity degree, there is a continued tradition that each graduating class gives a parting gift to the school. My class gave a portrait of the Reverend Florence Lee Tim Oye, the first woman ordained to the priesthood in the Anglican Communion. It was important for our class to recognize, honor this native of Hong Kong and valiant and faithful woman of God who stepped out in the face of adversity at a time when women were not ordained in the church. Like Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., Mahatma Gandhi, the Right Reverend Barbara Harris, Nelson Mandela, Florence's legacy is one among thousands, perhaps millions, whose footprints or legacies we humans hold in remembrance, and on whose shoulders we stand, reminding us that anything is possible, that we too, no matter our station in life, can make a difference in the world. Once again, we find ourselves today in the upper room where Jesus continues to teach many things to his disciples before his passion and death. All throughout their time together, Jesus modeled for his disciples the way in which they were to go about the business of the kingdom, feeding, healing, accepting, loving, and showing compassion toward others. And now, as they sat together for the final time, Jesus' words, his commandments, would also be part of his legacy that he would leave behind, not only for his closest followers, but for others, including us, who would come to believe in him. In today's text, he says to them, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments." And what were those commandments? They are commandments based on relationship and love. Love one another, he said to them earlier. Love one another. Do this, and everyone will know that you are my disciples. And what does that really mean? For Jesus' disciples, including ourselves in this age and in these times, it certainly does not mean only looking out for numero uno or asking, "What's in it for me?" No, Jesus was saying to them and is saying to us right now in this moment that we are to love one another. But what does that mean exactly? What does it mean to really, really, really love? You see, we human beings are fickle when it comes to the kind of love that Jesus spoke about. For Jesus, love is not about only loving those who we get along with. Love is not just that funny feeling we get when we gaze into the eyes of our beloved, or the love we read about in romance novels, or what we see in movies like When Harry Met Sally. The love that Jesus speaks of goes beyond those mellow sounds of Barry White and Luther Vandross, though I love me some Luther, and Whitney's I Will Always Love You. Our faith, our understanding of love points us to the very moment that God created life, the sun, moon, and stars. Because, sisters and brothers, that was love. Our faith, our understanding of love, points us to the very moment that God fashioned the first being made in God's image and blew breath into it. That was love. Our faith, our understanding of love, points us to our salvation history, in which God called and calls still today humankind to be in relationship with God. That was and is love. Our faith, our understanding of love, points us to that famous and often quoted scripture from John. John 3:16, where we are reminded, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but may have eternal life." Yes, yes, that was and continues to be what? Love. Yes, saints, God is love. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. Do this, and everyone will know that you are mine. These words to his disciples that evening are the very foundation of the church. It is the basis that makes us the beloved community of the way. Presiding Bishop Michael Curry always speaks of the Jesus movement, of the community, the beloved community of the way. A few years ago, in an interview concerning theological education, Bishop Curry used the words of Albert Nolan, a South African theologian and Dominican priest, who said, "Jesus did not start an organization. He inspired a movement." Bishop Curry then went on to say, "That is our origin. That's who we are at our deepest level. And I happen to believe that our real strength, our creative energy, our deep wisdom is going to be found the closer we draw to that Jesus of Nazareth and the way, his way." His way, which is the way of love. Doing this work, following in the way of Jesus, being a disciple, loving as Jesus loves, as God loves, is never easy. Jesus never said it would be. Because Jesus is talking about the kind of love that is sometimes messy. Because love, true love, means being other-centered. Love means looking out for the other. Love means loving who and what God loves, which is everything and everybody. We're talking about loving that sister or brother, or that person who is gender fluid, who looks and sounds and dresses like no one in our families or in our inner circles. Love means loving those whose skin color and beliefs are different from your own. Love means loving that person who may get on our last nerves at times, or doesn't live up to our expectations, or who we simply do not understand. Love means checking out the facts and putting our biases and prejudices and ignorance in check before yet another individual, especially one of color, is body slammed, shamed, handcuffed, chased, or killed on the street or in their sleep. And as difficult as it is for some, love actually does mean that for now, social distancing and putting on your mask is paramount. Love is loving without expecting anything, not even love in return. We are to love others because that is what Jesus asks of us, commands us to do. Love. Love because God, Jesus, first loved us. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. Brothers and sisters, Jesus knew that none of this would be easy. And that is why Jesus promised the never-ending gift of an advocate to help his disciples and us to carry out the very acts of tangible love towards others. And that includes loving ourselves. The advocate, the Holy Spirit that Jesus promised, continues to breathe life into our very souls, into the church, and throughout the world, imparting strength, creative energy, wisdom, and courage. Gifts that the world needs now more than ever. It is that same Spirit who truly is the wind beneath our wings, showering love and encouraging us to love, to truly love as God does. Saints of God, a question or two for you for this week and beyond, actually. What will your legacy be? What will be our legacy as the Church of All Saints and Ascension as we walk the way of Jesus together? As we strive to live lives full of love. Think about that. Pray about that. Above all, live lives filled with love. And know that you are loved. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on us. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on us. Melt us, mold us, fill us, use us. Spirit, O Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on us. Amen. Alleluia.